Hi everyone, this is Maggie. Today, as a part of our mini episodes, I will be telling you a story that hits home for our hosts. Today's story is a little bit different than the stories that we normally cover, as this case involves a recently reported and still active missing person. Brittany Littledave is a member of the Cherokee Nation who had just recently moved to Fresno, California. Before getting into the details of Brittany's story, I want to share some information about the tribe that she is part of. The Cherokee Nation people are one of the indigenous peoples of the southeastern woodlands of the United States. Prior to the 18th century, these people lived primarily in what is now North Carolina, Tennessee, and the edges of South Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama. Many have heard of the term the Trail of Tears, however, the Cherokee people were directly affected by this. Between 1836 and 1839, an estimated 16,000 Cherokee people and around 1 to 2,000 slaves were forced from their lands in the southeastern region of the United States and marched in horrific conditions all the way to Oklahoma. The Trail of Tears forced removal resulted in an estimated 4,000 Cherokee deaths. It's always sobering to hear these facts, as all the women from We Are Resilient are also members of the Cherokee people, as we're members of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. Historical traumas like this that our people have endured are part of how we got our name. So today, three Cherokee tribes are federally recognized. The United Kadua Band of Cherokee Indians, the Cherokee Nation, both which reside in Oklahoma, and the Eastern Band of the Cherokee Indians, which reside in North Carolina. Today, the members of the Cherokee tribes make up more than 300,000 members. So today I'll be telling you the story of Brittany Littledave of the Cherokee Nation. Brittany's family has not seen or heard from her since September 5th, 2021. We have received requests from Brittany's family to shed light on her story, and like many families of the missing, this family has reached out to all of their local resources with no response and no real support. It has been reported that Brittany moved to the Fresno area with her boyfriend at the time. The family doesn't have a whole lot of information, as Brittany has always been a very private person. They know that Brittany had just recently got a job at a local automotive shop, however, they do not know the name of this specific shop. One of the last interactions that Brittany's sister Summer had with her was when Brittany sent a video of herself at work, and in a joyful and playful way, she was explaining how she had no clue what she was doing and was the only one in the shop at the time. In the video, she seemed really happy and full of life and seemed very excited about her new career endeavor. Brittany's sister Summer has been the main point of contact in anything regarding her sister's case. Summer has called all the local hospitals and homeless shelters in the area of Fresno searching for her sister and has formally filed a missing person case in the state of California. Summer is very concerned about Brittany's well-being, as it is not typical for them to not hear from her after 3 whole months. However, Summer is really struggling with getting a lot of support, not only from family members, but also from local media and police stations. Brittany has struggled with drug use since she was around 18 years old, and there have been times in the past where Brittany would go a few weeks with no contact, but her sister is adamant that after 3 months of not hearing from her, that something is not right. While talking about this case, I too had some hesitancy in covering this story, as I didn't want to be the person who is making an all-call for people across the nation to look for someone who just may not want to be found. But Shiashi made a very good point in saying that even if she is just out there avoiding her family, that raising concern for her well-being and making a plea for her to call them would be the best case scenario. And I guess, Brittany, if this gets back to you, know that we have good intentions. Brittany's sister, Summer, has reached out to multiple police stations and news stations trying to get someone to share the story of her sister. She was quoted to say, "At this point, any news would be good news to me. Sitting and waiting and not knowing is the most horrible feeling ever. It's like she has vanished without a trace." Summer continues to exhaust all resources she has available, and while searching for answers to find Brittany, Summer uncovered a surprising fact about the man that Brittany had moved to Fresno with. He is currently being detained in the Pulaski County Jail in Little Rock, Arkansas, on domestic violence, aggravated assault, and assault and battery charges from a case in Florida. It's unknown if these charges are associated with Brittany, but the family has called to report the active missing person case to the Pulaski County Police Department, where he is being detained. I know a lot of times on our episodes, we don't really have a call to action or an ask. But today, Osh, Shiashi, and I are asking each of our listeners to share information regarding Brittany. We have been posting Brittany's information and missing person flyer on our page regularly since we have learned of her disappearance. As we stated, the best case scenario is that Brittany is just out there somewhere and maybe doesn't have a cell phone and maybe doesn't have a way to contact her family. But we also know that the facts around missing Indigenous women are scary. If you are in the Fresno area, or even know Brittany from her hometown in Oklahoma, please share her story. As I stated before, the best case scenario is that this gets back to Brittany and she reaches out to her family, who is very worried about her. Like I've said, Brittany is a part of the Cherokee people, and there are over 300,000 members in various areas of the United States. While we may not all know Brittany personally, she is still a part of our Indigenous family. Brittany is a mother, a sister, a daughter, and is someone who matters. Help us help her family find her. If you have any information about Brittany Little Dave's whereabouts, please call the Fresno Police Department at 559-621-7000. The official missing person case number is 210-65743. Brittany Little Dave is around 5'2" tall. She weighs around 130 pounds and is 36 years old. She has brown hair and brown eyes, and significant tattoos on her body include a Cherokee Nation seal on her left upper arm, flowers and butterflies on her right upper arm, and on the back of her neck, a tattoo that says, "Laugh now, cry later." Thank you for listening. We will be back on December 27th with a full episode. In the meantime, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe. We are on Instagram and Facebook at We Are Resilient Podcast, or you can email us inquiries at weareresilientpod@gmail.com. For more information, visit our website at www.war-podcast.com.